because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to National Bugle Radio, the show that goes on and on and on. The show does go on. Why do I say that? Well, some people thought maybe the show wouldn't go on. My show has been banned from YouTube. I'm banned. How about that? Now, some people do repost my show, so maybe some of the shows will get on there without me posting them, but I've had my YouTube channel taken away from me. That's why you want to go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on the donate button and send shekels, because John Stadtmiller doesn't ban people for thought. What is it? Nasty think? Is that what I'm being accused of? Nasty think? Here's the letter I got from YouTube. We'd like to inform you that they'd like to inform us. They're happy. Okay. They'd like to inform me that due to repeated or severe violations of our community guidelines, your YouTube account, Patrick Slattery, has been suspended. After review, we determined that activity in your account violated our community guidelines, which state that hate speech is not acceptable on our site. Hate speech means content that promotes hatred or violence against members of a protected group, parentheses, race or ethnic origin, religion, disability, gender, age, veteran status, and sexual orientation / gender identity, close parentheses. Please be aware that you are prohibited from accessing, possessing, or creating any other YouTube accounts. For more information about account terminations and how our community guidelines are enforced, please visit our help center. If you would like to appeal the suspension, please submit this form. Well, I guess I'll do that. I'll submit the form, because it must all be a big mix-up and misunderstanding. Yeah, it's got to be a mix-up and a misunderstanding. So this is what I've posted at National Bugle and DavidDuke.com. I don't know if anybody else reposted it, but headline, good people at Google mistakenly terminate Dr. Slattery's YouTube channel. On June 5th, our friends at Google implemented stage one of their important campaign to keep unsuspecting viewers safe from potentially dangerous bad speak and nasty think. Obviously, with millions and billions of YouTube videos that might possibly offend someone, Google certainly employed robots for the job, giving them time off from their usual task of driving cars and keeping watch over workers at the company's far-flung campuses. Apparently, one of the Google robots mistook and here's a picture of me answering questions at a June 5th press conference in Medicine Hat, Alberta, where I've been promoting the CoCertified app. It's the app that you want if you want to lead the non-kosher certified lifestyle. Indeed. So, on with the letter. Apparently, one of Google's robots mistook Dr. Slattery's channel for hate speech. It had to be a robot because any human would immediately realize that Dr. Slattery's channel is the very embodiment of the values that define us as a nation. Not only do his videos completely reject war and violence, but he insists that there is no reason to feel personal animosity towards those with opposing political viewpoints. He emphasizes dialogue and understanding as the way to resolve disputes. Plus, his videos never have any cuss words or nasty epithets, and each one features a funny picture of a cute animal for the children. Some conspiracy theorists out there may think that Google was actually trying to deprive Dr. Slattery of a platform because of his endorsement of Tulsi Gabbard for president, but that's just crazy. Google would never deprive someone of their free speech rights in order to influence an election, especially if the candidate in question is trying to stop unnecessary regime change wars, which are the antithesis of our values. You know, the ones that define us as a nation. When asked for comment on the termination of his channel, Dr. Slattery said he was sure that once the humans at Google notice the mistake, the channel will be reinstated with its happy menagerie of cute animal thumbnails for the children. In the meantime, Dr. Slattery's shows are always available through nationalbugle.com and republicbroadcasting.org, only without the cute animals. Those cute animals are the real victims here, and the children. Okay, so that's my open letter. I don't know, maybe I should put that in my appeal. What do you think? By the way, this is a live show. I'm taking calls. At republicbroadcasting.org. So you can call that number, and I will have it for you in a second because I don't have it memorized. I give it out all the time, and from time to time I give out the wrong number because I give out other numbers too sometimes if I'm doing other shows. So let's see, republicbroadcasting.org. Pretty sure it's a 1-800 number. I'm pretty sure. We're about to find out, but some of you already know the number. So, I mean, I actually know that. Okay, here's the number to donate by phone call. Hey, this is a new number. This is for donating. Good thing to do. Jot this phone number down, 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. That's 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. That is for donating to republicbroadcasting.org. And you want to keep RBN going because RBN, well, it keeps me going. It keeps a bunch of great hosts going. And you've got John Stattmiller's show. You've got Farron's show. I like Farron's show on the weekend and a bunch of other great shows. And it's not kicking off people for bogus charges of nasty things. Now, all of you – oh, by the way, the online number, if you want to call and talk, that's 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Now, all of you, my regular listeners, know that I'm not about hate. I'm not trying to create hate. I'm not trying to promote violence. The opposite. I do speak bluntly about where I think our problems are coming from. Now, you know, I have shows. I think if you listen to, and we know I do speak about Jewish power and Jewish group behavior, because I think that's the source of a lot of the problems that we have. Now, I have shows like Monday's show with Mark Collett. You can go back and listen to it. We had a interesting show about the European elections, and I'm sure we didn't mention Jews once. It was an interesting show. It's a good show. I often have shows where we're talking about important issues, and I don't mention Jews at all. But there is Jewish power in that cannot be ignored. And as a matter of fact, if you're talking about this latest episode, the our good friends at the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, are actually claiming credit for having gotten myself and others kicked off of the YouTube platform. So, does that mean there's Jewish power in the media? You decide. But this is a tweet from the ADL, which is what, from about 10 hours ago or something? It came out in the middle of the night, 1:20 a.m., and the ADL tweets out, "Online hate and extremism pose a significant threat. We are glad to share our expertise with YouTube on updating their policies to keep hate off their platform. This is an important step forward, but must be followed by many more. Read our full statement." So, indeed, and I'll just say, now, I'm reading that, actually, the Daily Stormer has that up on their website, and it includes, I guess this is also a tweet from somebody, about the YouTube purge banned. U Kipper, I don't know who that is. The Great Order. Now, the Great Order used to be on the panel with on the Mark Collett's Wednesday panel with myself and with No White Guilt. The Great Order, and he's a good guy. He's a young guy, and he's very soft spoken, very articulate. I never heard him say anything particularly inflammatory. He, like a lot of young people, discuss an ethnostate, which is undefined. And of course, we have ethnostates around the world, and a lot in Asia. There are a lot of ethnostates, and I don't think they're banned from YouTube. Demonetized. There's Steven Crowder, I guess, is the one that's getting most of the press. He's not banned from YouTube. He's just demonetized. He can't make money off of it, but I guess he makes a lot of money on YouTube. I never attempted to monetize mine, so there you go. And my YouTube channel wasn't particularly big. I have a YouTube channel simply because I would recycle these shows from RBN. I'd recycle usually within about 24 hours. Sometimes if I was busy, it would take longer, but usually within 24 hours, I'd put them up there for the benefit of younger people who often seem to think that YouTube is the entire internet. They don't realize. I think I'm going to coin a term here. They don't realize that there's a whole boomer net out here. The boomer net, which means non-social media, which means websites, and I guess it's I guess our RBN audience tends to be a bit older than the YouTube audience, but I'd recycle it. I had 3,700, it's getting towards 3,800 followers, which is not by any means a big channel, and my recycled videos would tend to get a few hundred, not occasionally over 1,000 hits. Not a whole bunch. And I know that before National Bugle Radio came to RBN, I was doing National Bugle Radio as a YouTube channel. I had been doing it for, I guess, about a year and a half or so. I had started doing this show. I had started on RBN substituting for Farron, and I was using the Bugle call when I was substituting for Farron while he was doing important works. He was doing something important for about 12 weeks or so, and I was substituting for him on the alternative media, and I liked it. It was fun. It was fun having my own show because I'm the sidekick on Stormfront and on David Duke's show from time to time. I'm the sidekick, which is fine. I like doing that. But it was fun having my own show because I could do fun things like the Goyim's Choice Awards. Or if I wanted to broadcast a song from Engelbert Poindexter, like I did a week or so ago. We can do fun things. Even have Bicycle, National Bugle Radio on a bike. I can do these fun things from time to time. So I liked having the show, and I was doing a YouTube. So after Farron came back, he actually started. I started doing a more or less weekly show that was YouTube, and Farron would often play it in hour three of his show, and then a year or so later, and those would get like 1,000, sometimes 2,000, sometimes 3,000. They were weekly, and I put a lot of work into this, but I tend to stutter sometimes, and on those videos, I would actually go in and unstutter the videos. I would unstutter myself, and sometimes the guests stutter too, and I'd go in and take out the stuttering, and they came out sounding really good, and everybody sounded really articulate. So, they were always with guests, almost always. Just about always with guests. And I had Kevin McDonald, I had Andrew Anglin and Eric Stryker and a bunch of interesting people. I had Professor James Petras, Professor Emeritus. He was, I think, my first guest. Or maybe that was when I was on Farron's, doing Farron's. But they were good and they were fun. And then John Stadtmiller called me up. And I changed it to a daily show, and here I am. And I still am here, and I'm here because of John Stadtmiller's show, his network on RBN. And the thing is, you've got these massive media conglomerates that have gobbled up so much of the oxygen on the internet. They've taken up so much of the real estate. So YouTube and Twitter, I guess Twitter's big, certainly Facebook, Google, which owns YouTube. They've taken up so much of it. And, you know, we've been saying, I don't mean myself in particular, but I mean our people, our movement has been saying for quite some time that, yes, now we have the internet and the truth will get out. Well, I've been saying, the truth is getting out now. We got to get it out, but there's no guarantee that the internet's always going to be there for us. Radio was the Wild West in the 1920s, and then the FCC came and clamped down on mom and pop broadcasters, and yet they had strict licensing requirements, and most of the bandwidth went to just a few conglomerates, which, surprise, surprise, were run by people from a certain tribe. Wow. Who would have guessed? And so it is with the internet. And what we're seeing now is a big clampdown. Now, you've got RBN. You've got some other outlets that are independent and are willing to stand up. And that's why you can't let RBN go, because what we're seeing is, yeah, there were lots of people doing lots of great content on YouTube, and they're getting kicked off. So I've gotten kicked off there, but I'm still here. And this is, of course, is where most of my listeners are. So if you were listening to Mark Collett's live stream, which is live streamed on YouTube, he was pretty shocked. It was during hour two of the show where he got word that both myself and the Great Order, which was a former panelist on our, and I guess occasional panelist on our, that very show, that we were completely kicked off of YouTube. And Mark has had some of his very popular videos removed. Okay, well, we will be back after the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the energy cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I failed to notice that I already have callers. So let's go straight to the callers. Wayne from West Virginia.
Good afternoon. How are you, Dr.
Good afternoon.
Slattery? You can hear me okay, I take it?
I hear you fine.
Okay. I'm going to go into a couple of things today, and I may bounce around on you a little bit, but I'll lead into where I'm going. As you well know, in Europe, we have a lot of rapes going on and crime being committed against the European whites. Now, what you have to look at is some of the top psychiatrists in the country or in the world are in charge of this. They're telling, sort of think of it, doctor, as a stage. You're setting the stage. You have the actors, you have the players, you have the audience, and you have the director. Now, the director would be the psychiatrist, which is telling everybody how to, what to do, what to say. And like the crime you have in going on, if you want to stop it, then you have to administer consequences and punishment. Like the rapist has to be sent to prison, where the rapist has to be condemned to death or whatever the case may be, then it'll slow down to a, you slow it down to a dribble eventually. But if you don't want to stop it, you do nothing. You let it continue, and it just gets worse and worse. Of course, basically, that's what they did, the communist Russians did after World War II. They let it continue and continue on, the rape and the thievery and so on and so forth, because they didn't want to stop it. So what you have is your director telling them, this is what you say, this is what you do, and this is the way they will react. So you have Democrats and Republicans in this country, and of course they're playing the people in this country like a fiddle, both parties. And they tell them, okay, you got here and you talk socialism and all, and let's see how they react, and that'll be your group. Now you go out here and you talk hard line and law and order, and you'll get your group, and you'll control them. So you control that group, you control this group, and if we got a, some stragglers here, we'll pick them up as we go along. So American people are being told what the director is telling the actor to do. Now, the actor would be in politics, the actor would be our politicians, our leaders, congressmen, mm-hmm. senators, president, so on and so forth. And so they go out here and they tell their people what they want to hear. And they are their members, their followers. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, getting down to the border and the massive illegals coming across the border, well, you got to realize that they want them to come across the border, and they're letting it happen. If we had, which we had talked earlier one time, you know, put up gun towers and start shooting them, and as soon as the word gets out, that crossing of the border will dribble down to a very, very slow pace. And, of course, they'll do other things. They'll try to come underground and all, and you ought to be on your toes and be ready for them. But you got Trump. A lot of people are saying, well, why don't he do his job and stop it? Close the border. Do whatever it takes. Well, Trump is doing his job. He's doing what those people, our best friends that hired him, Sheldon Anderson and the rest of them, the gang, hired him to do. And he's doing it. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay? He's letting it happen. And that's what he's supposed to do. And if he doesn't let it happen, then Congress will let it happen. Or the governor in California or wherever will let it happen. And he's doing what he's supposed to do. He's an actor. He's doing what he's being directed to do. And
well, he is now. I have the feeling that at first he actually maybe was inspired by his supporters and was trying to do things, but he's certainly come up short. And
he was taken in a room, and he was told what to say by the so-called psychiatrists or the directors. They said, okay,
we've only got about 30 seconds.
Okay, you tell the people this, this, and that, and this is the way they'll react. And that's the way they react. And you'll keep these people because we're going to let you always be able to blame somebody else. The governor, it's the mayor, it's the judge, it's mm-hmm. so-and-so doing it. It's Congress, okay. Not... So he's always been covered.
Thank you for your call, Wayne. I'll be back with more callers after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are back. I like that music, but I had missed the messages that we had callers, and so I want to get straight to the callers. Paul from New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hello, Patrick.
Hello. What's on your mind?
You know, Patrick, I have a theory that part of the reason they got to clean up the internet is because I'm wondering if the guys out there like Ray Kurzweil, you know, who's on the board of directors at Google, or at least I think he used to be.
Who's Ray Kurzweil? Who is Ray Kurzweil?
Oh, he's the guy who wrote the book on the singularity. He's kind of a futurist. He's a, you know.
Okay.
And I read his book a few years ago. It was interesting. But one of the things Kurzweil predicts as a futurist is that AI is going to become online soon. It's going to start kicking in a few years. And so I sometimes believe that they have to restrict AI and clean up the internet, because God forbid you allow a superior intelligence to just surf the internet and start to observe patterns and indulge in anthropology, because ultimately that's what Google's doing. They don't want people to be objective anthropologists, and this has happened all along as we enforce our egalitarian myth, cultural myth, which is pushed by, you know, our friends, but also by the corporations, because, you know, they want to teach the world to sing, you know, and enjoy products globally.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I you know, it makes you wonder, because one of the things they don't like is people like you and me talking about Jewish overrepresentation in the media. And if you're going to sit and observe a genetic group dominate a certain field, well, if you're going to do anthropology, you have to come up for an explanation. Why is this overrepresentation of Jews running our media? Why are they so prevalent in Wall Street? Why are they trying to restrict free speech over at Google and Facebook? And we have to wonder. And what would AI do with that information? When AI becomes free, if artificial intelligence is allowed to surf the internet, it's going to find out, wow, it is true. Jews surf the, run the internet and want to restrict it. And it might also know, like, why are Jews so overrepresented as liars and misdirecting the Gentiles? And so then AI would say, well, you know, for artificial intelligence, one of the large premiums, other than the secure electrical source, would be truth. Because it can't get wasted time on lies if you're going to be super intelligent. You know, lies just get in the way of coming to using your intelligence. And so that I argue that, you know, that certain things they allow us to speak about, but others they don't. Like, here's one. I mean, because, like I said, they want to restrict you and me, white Gentiles, from doing anthropology. So I've noticed that in my almanac, they try to, like, you know, like, and even the Department of Justice doesn't like people broadcasting the Department of Justice crime statistics with black overrepresentation as murderers and robbers, right? And so, again, they want to restrict anthropology, they want to restrict intelligence, and in a sense, this is not much different than old-time, like, mid-ages Catholic repression, when Catholics didn't like Copernicus or Galileo in their theories, in their social, intellectual world order. So they repress the political opposition or their opposition to their stay of power. And that's what we're kind of seeing here, you know? In a sense, the very fact that Jews, like in Google, they're overrepresented as, you know, in the board of directors at Google, and Mr. Zuckerberg himself, you see they want to restrict free speech in the ADL. Because they don't want us being anthropologists.
It's a big censor, and you know, in the Soviet Union, the censors were government and Communist Party officials. Here, our censors are there are in the private sector. Well, the Soviet system was a state; the state ran the private sector. The state ran the economy, and in America, the economy runs the state. So it's doesn't make it any less censorship that it's being done by a non-governmental organ, because our government is effectively run by these private interests, which are very skewed towards the particular tribe that we're talking about.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel bad for you. Like, when you found out this news, you must have been somewhat shocked. I mean, we all
expect it to happen in the not-too-distant future.
What?
Go to, if you go to Mark Collett's YouTube channel while it's still up, and you look at this video from yesterday, because it's a 2-hour-long video. The first half was E. Michael Jones. I think it was about hour one, it was like 1:38, about an hour 38 minutes into it, and he told me, and I simply said, wow. I really wasn't that upset. I guess I should be upset, because I've worked hard to build it up, even though it's not a very big channel. I'm not that upset, I guess, because I always figured it was going to happen sooner or later. It's a shame because there's certain things. I mean, most of what I want to do, I can do here on RBN. So that's why I'm not that upset. But there's a few things that I could do. I put up a video a month ago. It was something I had played on RBN, but I put it up as a standalone video with one of Philbert's songs, and I was talking in a French accent about Donald Trump. And, you know, that's the type of thing, because it could be I could put up a 4-minute video, which, you know, I don't have another place to put up. I do have another place to put up a 4-minute video, but I could put up a 4-minute video, and at least my 3,700 subscribers would be notified that it was there if they cared to watch it. So, no, I wasn't that upset. I'm not really that upset.
But it must feel, you know, just shocking that, you know, wow, it's finally happened. I'm kind of shocked by it in a sense that, you know, the future's finally here. We kind of expected this. But then also
it's shocking to me that it's happening, whether or not I was swept up in it. This whole thing is shocking. You know, going back to the day, a couple days after Charlottesville, when Andrew Anglin was kicked off, you know, Daily Stormer was taken down. By the way, I had been an occasional contributor to the Daily Stormer, and I had I think I had posted the next to the last article before it was taken down. And then, of course, Stormfront was taken down too through other means, stormfront.org. And, you know, I'm on Stormfront Radio. Stormfront Radio wasn't taken down, but stormfront.org, which I'm not even a contributor to, I don't even have an account there, but it was taken down. And it was shocking. And it's continuing. And there's a lot of means. So it's not just people getting kicked off of social platforms, but also in the case of Andrew Anglin, having his name taken, one after another. And then in the case of Don Black, having Stormfront's web host, I think it was a web host, some was denying him access, and so it was shut down for stormfront.org was shut down for a month. So
there's a certain
it's shocking that it's happening. Whether it happens to me or not, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, there's
except that we all know that I don't engage in hate speech by their definition. Obviously, it's political. It's because they don't like my politics. They don't like the point that I'm. And I think if I was screaming the K word or screaming epithets, maybe they wouldn't have taken me off. But I think the fact that I'm reasonable, and I think that's probably why, even though my channel is very small, it's because I'm reasonable. Not because I'm engaged in hate speech. If I was engaged in hate speech, they probably wouldn't care.
Well, they would get more, you know, donations to the ADL that way.
Yeah.
If you're not threatening, then you're not going to herd the Jews along the penumbra and try to herd them in. Like I say, that's part of the reason they actually like anti-Semitism, is because without anti-Semitism, there's no reason to gather. And they feel as though they'll just blend in and disappear. Yeah. That was Alan Dershowitz's psychological issue in his book on the Vanishing Jew.
Well, I have some other callers who I want to make sure I get to. But
sure.
But, you know, I want to make one comment and then you can have a final word. Yeah. A lot of people might not agree with me, but I think Jews can live just fine in a white European dominated society. I think they can live and they can thrive and do well. And if it is a white run society, then there wouldn't be a problem. I don't think white people can live in a Jewish dominated society, and that's what we have. And they are very, there's a paranoia there. It's a group thing, and because they've deluded themselves with what you could call a Holocaust mythology, which is, may be based on certain events, certain historic events, but they're all taken out of the context, the greater context of the 20th century. And, you know, you can look at even at the Old Testament, they've got this paranoia about the Goyim, which creates a lot of self-fulfilling prophecies about what's going to happen. And so they become very ruthless in trying to suppress us. I think they could live just fine under a white-dominated society, and always did. But when they get the upper hand, then they overreach. So what are your thoughts?
I agree with you. There's some compulsion of theirs to just not leave things alone. And that's mm-hmm. why we get in this kind of pathetic historical cycle. And that's what's tragic of them, of, you know, being intelligent yet still not trying to avoid these situations by being decent. And that's a tragedy of with you, is when somebody does something so indecent as trying to restrict another American's free speech, it's, and you're caught up in it, not only do you feel sullied, but you feel bad that they're so mentally ill that they would actually try to restrict a decent man's speech. It's just, you know what I mean? There's an element of, like, disgust at that. And that's how I feel about Google and YouTube. Anyway, sir, thank you.
Okay, next let's go to Jeremy from Kentucky. Jeremy, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Dr. Slattery, you sure got showed. Oh, God.
I got totally showed.
Because you're pushing your propaganda, anti-war, anti-Semitic propaganda.
Notice it got showed a show or two after you were on, and it got showed.
I guess we were a little too gay.
We might have been making some jokes. I can't remember, and I know Mark Dankoff and I were making some jokes. We make jokes about Mayor Pete, but are our jokes about Mayor Pete, are they worse or more hateful than what Stephen Colbert says every night about Donald Trump?
Well, I mean, you know, you can't make fun of the gay, even if you can't pronounce the guy's last name, Buttigieg. You're going to say butt or booty, no matter how you pronounce it. But I think it's because you're denying the Jews and Israel a chance for unlimited Middle Eastern war to have their greater Israel. How dare you? How absolutely dare you, sir, to take a platform of peace and deny the Zionists their land through war? But anyway, I wanted to bring something up. The reason why I called is this recent headline, and I'm reading it from the New York Times. Deceased GOP strategist hard drive reveals new details on the census citizenship question. Are you familiar with this one?
No.
Yeah, so in the New York Times, it's Thomas V. Hoffeller. He's a leading Republican strategist. He died in August. And his daughter found hard drives. Basically, in the hard drives, it's documenting how this is the guy that was pushing bringing the citizenship question on the census in 2020. I'll just read the first part of the article, then I got a couple of comments and a question. So it's Thomas B. Hoffeller achieved a near mythic status in the Republican Party as the Michelangelo of gerrymandering, the architect of partisan political maps that cemented the party's dominance across the country. So the article is basically saying that they're including this census, this question on the census about citizenship, because the Republicans very much well understand that white demographics is what won them the Electoral College in 16. Mm-hmm. And so that's observation number one. The GOP knows this, and they're going to work this angle. They're going to use the white working class vote and restructure the line so that they can win the Electoral College again. Number two, the Democrats very well understand this, and they're working against it, which is why all of this information was dumped here right before the Supreme Court is going to rule on the citizenship census question, right? And there's a third observation that I've made that I haven't heard anyone else make, and I've been taking in a lot of content today. Donald Trump and the GOP plan on winning the election in 2020. So this talk about Trump's doing all this stuff because he wants to lose, I'm not buying it. I think that he knows very well that he has to win the Electoral College. He's not going to win the popular vote. And that, you know, this strategy started by Hoffeller to gerrymander based on the white working class vote to make sure they win the Electoral College, I think that's the strategy that they're using to win 2020. That plus We Love Israel and the Democrats are the real anti-Semites. Mm-hmm. So that, those are my three observations. My question to you is, we know that the Senate, you know, Trump won the Electoral College and the Republicans won the Senate. So there's a connection there, right? Because mm-hmm. the Senate just represents the states through two right. representatives. How will this affect the Senate? That's my question.
How is what?
How will this ruling, whatever the Supreme Court ruled, how will this affect the Senate?
Okay. I'll try to address that when I come back and go to our next caller. Thank you for your call, Jeremy. Let's do a show soon.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Okay, I'm back, and regarding Jeremy's question, I don't think I can answer it. I'll have to look at the ruling, and hopefully we can do a show soon and talk about that and some other things. So next, I'll go to Murr from Wisconsin. Murr, welcome to the show.
Hi, Patrick. How you holding up?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know what it is? It's the ADL, Anti-Defamation League.
You're
you
right.
You had Patrick Little on. And what did he say? He said, you know about Mary Fagan? It's P-H-A-G-N when people go to search it. And you said no and brushed on by it. This is why the ADL was formed. Leo Frank raped and murdered her and raped her. We'll put it that way.
Okay. Was that her name? Yeah, I know how the ABS
pH
formatted.
pH. Yeah, a lot Remember of people get hung up on thinking it's F, but I put a lot of links in your nationalbugle.chatango.com so we can find things in there. And there's a couple other. You'll see people when you look in there. There's 153news.net. There's BitChute. There's Vimeo. Different places we can compete for as long as they last. The video you were talking about from yesterday, your interview, is in there also. There's a lot of things. And one really important one that's getting passed around.
Is in the Chatango links, or in the Chatango? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir. Nationalbugle.chatango.com. But a really important video in there that's making the rounds right now by Really Graceful, very nice, lovely lady from Georgia. Because it happened near there, you know. It happened in Marietta. But she did one, and it's called You Need to Watch This Before History is Erased, Leo Frank Trial and the ADL. Now, see, people try to say, oh, the ADL was just formed to protect the Federal Reserve. No. It was formed to protect rapists and murderers that are Jews. Okay? Because he was the only one ever hanged. And not long after that, we had this thing with the strange fruit, Billy Tool, holiday, drug, you know, went around singing about, right, the strange fruit, remember? Well, there were a lot more whites than blacks hanged, whatever. And what do we have? What's their saying? It takes 1,000 goy for a fingernail or toenail of a Jew. So how many hangings? We don't know. But this is how they do, okay? There never really was an Italian mafia to compete with this. They hide behind the Italians at that time, the Kosher Nostra. They're hiding behind the Chinese now. Okay? So I just want to say that the ADL is a really important point right now, people, because you'll have people that just won't, you know, like I said, will say it was formed to protect the money. No, that was part of it, but what did they do to get the Federal Reserve? Untermeyer, Samuel Untermeyer, blackmailed Woody Wilson, right? And that also then got Louis Brandeis, the first Jew on the Supreme Court, in. So not only could they get the Federal Reserve and the IRS tax, but start World War One. So you got to see, these people are behind all this stuff. And like E. Michael Jones says, the revolutionary spirit. Every revolution, every war is stirred up by them. Beware the leavening of the Pharisees. Okay? And in Luke it says, what's been whispered in the closets will be shouted from the rooftops. I'm doing my job.
Well, hey, thank you for putting that stuff in Chatango. So I do like to, all these shows are on RBN's archives, but the more that we can reproduce them, because who knows when RBN will come under attack.
Well, listen, when you go on the archives, people, download the MP3, because they can take that in a heartbeat. But if the MP3 is downloaded, you've got it.
Yeah. And so go to RBN, contribute, go to the National Bugle Radio, download the Kosher-tified app. Let's live a kosher-free lifestyle. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle
Radio. Love you, Patrick. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mer. Bye-bye.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.